See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, speaking of NorthIdahoRadio.com, I just want to make a few clarifications here for Friday Night Football. This plans changed so much in just the last 48 hours, probably in the last hour. But anyway, of course, you can hear the Badgers on 1450 AM on your AM radio. You can also hear the Bulldogs at 1400 AM. If you listen on NorthIdahoRadio.com, you will hear the Badger game. Okay, just want to make that clear. So if you listen online and anywhere you are on your smartphone or whatever, you can listen to the Badgers at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Now, the Bulldogs, besides being on 1400 AM, they're also on our Rock 103 station, which is 103 FM, actually, 102.9, but you get it on 103. You can also, the app is not applying right now, so you can go to Rock 103 website. Very simple to do. And listen in to Chris and Jay on Friday night. So just want to make that clear. Rock 103 website. We'll have the Bulldog game. Badger game will be on KBFI as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. All right. Well, I'm going to fly solo with our Elks segment today. And I just want to pass along. Thank goodness that Bob Hayek has sent out the newsletter already, because I have that in my hand right here. And in Linda Tatlock's Exalted Ruler's message from the Sandpoint Elks, you know, a lot of things have been canceled, postponed, things like that. But Charity is alive and well with the Elks. Reported that she presented a check for $2,000 to Alice Wallace of the Sandpoint Area Seniors for their homebound meal program, which has continued through this whole COVID thing and desperately in need of donations. So the Elks handing Alice a $2,000 check recently. That was great. Also, the Sandpoint Elks presented a check in the amount of $1,000 to the Historical Society and Museum to assist with their Traveling Trunks program, which offers interested teachers the opportunity to borrow free materials on teaching Idaho State and Bonner County history to our local children. So that's a it's totally cool of the Elks to do that, and I can't say enough about our local historical, Bonner County Historical Society, and how far it's come, and how great job the folks are doing with the museum and the history and everything these days. That's just awesome. The Elks want to also let you know that membership meetings are back to normal schedule, the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, 7 o'clock. I've always encouraged members to attend to hear their firsthand what's going on behind the scenes at the Elks Club. Also want to announce that, you know, usually every month they have a thing, a section in their newsletter called the Crying Towel, which means that they, you know, award, have a drawing at every lodge meeting, and usually the person who wins the money is not there. But this last month, Tom Fitzpatrick was there and won $300. So see, it pays to go to the lodge meetings. Their fish fry, as we talked about in the last couple of months, has been extremely popular this summer, and it's a fundraiser at the Elks. Members and guests are welcome, and I believe you can come inside and eat, or you can just get your battered cod and a heap of fries and coleslaw, just drive right through the driveway there. It goes from 5 to 7, and that'll be Friday, September the 4th. First Friday Fish Fry. Easy to remember. First Friday Fish Fry at the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. Two-piece fish and chips, just $10. Three-piece for just $12. So you can phone ahead for your orders, too, at 263-3811. What else is going on with the Elks? Well, let's see. They had a B&B, the annual B&B fundraiser tournament. Happened recently. First place overall, the team of French, Brandon Moon, Hensley, 62 was their net score. That was actually, that's their gross score. First low net was Rob Crowley, Nick Crowley, John Slediger, and Devin Lunsford. So congratulations to those guys. Second low net, Bill Powell, Deb Powell, Ted Bricker, and Rad Rayner. These guys play together all the time. It's just not fair. The club championship was last weekend at the Elks Club. And no surprise here, Russ Brisbois, low gross. It doesn't say what his score was. I was curious. I know he shot a 72 on Saturday. Not sure what he did on Sunday, but Russ Brisbois winning the Elks low gross for the 129th time. Not consecutively. Craig Harris won it several times over the years. But congratulations, Russ. Another big win. Dale Pitts, low net. So congratulations, Dale. I know he works very hard on his golf game. Racehorse winners, Nick Crowley and Mike Coulter. So that's always a lot of fun. The other flights winners, Greg Gibson, Bob Beasley, J.B. Brent, also works out there, Bob Klinger, Bob Miller, Bill Jones, Denny Creighton, and Dan Hall. And thank you to all the sponsors and prize donors, and especially Java Bear, Les Schwab, Klondike Bar, and Grill. So another successful Elks Club Championship there at the Elks Golf Course. Coming up events at the club, they have, let's see, September 1st is a board meeting, 5 o'clock. I mentioned the fish fry that Friday the 4th. Also have their lodge meeting on September the 8th, Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Men's golf is September the 10th, the Centennial Picnic, 9 a.m. on September 13th, the Men's League Dinner on September 17th, the Patriotic Scramble, which is always sells out, so you want to get signed up right away, and they're limiting teams this year because of safe distancing and such. That is September the 20th, and another lodge meeting on September the 22nd. So that's what's happening at the Sandpoint Elks. What's happening here is that we have Eric Brubaker. I see him out in the green room, and Kaylee Miller as well from the city of Ponderay. We'll talk about Ponderay Neighbor Days and another fundraiser coming up as well as North Idaho Thursday continues right after this.
Sometimes a short playcation is just what the doctor ordered. The Kootenai Casino in beautiful Bonners Ferry is offering an August playcation you just can't miss. Hiking, biking, fishing, and enjoying North Idaho's great outdoors is definitely part of the deal. And we've always offered a casino full of great gaming machines, but now we're also offering August midweek room rates starting at just $79 a night, and weekend room rates starting at just $99 a night. Add our $10 lunch and dinner specials, our $69 micro exfoliation spa special, and our amazing North Idaho outdoor activities, and you've got yourself a winning getaway. Face it, we could all use a fun diversion right now, and an August playcation to the Kootenai Casino in Bonners Ferry isn't just about winning, it's about so much more. To book your August stay, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Summer's here. This month we will be offering AC services for $99.95 plus the cost of Freon. Front end alignments starting at $59.95 and 10% off all scheduled maintenance. Our certified master technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today or schedule your appointment. As always, home of the 1995 oil change, Pierce Auto Center.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
The 4th Annual Ponderay Neighbor Day is Saturday, September 19th, behind the Hoot Owl on Highway 200. They're currently looking for food and retail vendors. There's no entry fee, and a $50 deposit will hold your spot. This family-friendly event will feature music by the Maya Kohal Band, activities, games, and more. For information, call Kaylee at the City of Ponderay at 208-265-5468. Make your plans now to be a vendor at Neighbor Day on September 19th. Call the City of Ponderay or email klmiller@ponderay.org.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. And speaking of that last spot, Pondere Neighbor Days, Kaylee and Eric Brubaker are here. Kaylee Miller, Eric Brubaker from the city of Pondere. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us.
I really appreciate you guys doing this once again. And as if that ad didn't say enough, why don't you jump in here and tell us about the vendor booth space and what kind of vendors you're looking for.
Absolutely. So Pondere Neighbor Day has space for a variety of vendors. We're getting pretty close on our food vendors, so really what we're needing are activity booths and retail vendors. So if you'd like to come out and represent your business, the booth space is free. We do collect a $50 refundable deposit to hold that space until the day of the event. That's refunded when you arrive for setup. So activities are great. Anything that kids or families can take part in. We really appreciate anyone who wants to come out and help us and join into this fun community event.
So what type of event or what type of vendors do you have signed up so far?
So far, I have barbecue vendors. We've got ice cream, snow cones, cupcake vendors. Sweet Lou's will be doing food as well. We have beer from Sweet Lou's. We've got all kinds of a variety of retail vendors, lots of jewelry. We've got Dice Knits, Beaded Bliss Jewelry, Blue Mountain Bling. We've got tiles and ornaments that are coming with Diane Bell, Dice Knits. We have Pony Rides and Petting Zoo from DSS Backyard Events and Pony Go Round, Keller Street Nails from Micah Snyder.
Jeez.
Outdoors Inn will have a booth there showing us their new remodel that they've done on the S&W. Pepe Machinery and Independent Highway District will have equipment out there. Retreat at Bay Trail will be hosting an activity. Pondere Rotary.
That is a lot more than I thought.
Sandpoint Soccer Association, PUNFCU. We've got a lot of them already signed up, but we still have many booth spaces that are available.
That's great. That's since you have a wide variety so far, but still room for more people to get signed up. And there is a $50 deposit just to hold your spot, but they don't cash the check, and it's absolutely free to be a vendor. So it's 100% profit for you or your organization. So get out there and do that. Last week, you let me know that Maya Kohal has confirmed.
Yes, Maya Kohal will be there providing music for the event, so we're really excited to have them back. They've participated in past years. Mm-hmm. So they'll be out there playing, so come out and listen to that. Also really exciting this year, Avista has jumped in with a really big sponsorship for this event, and they are installing power to our Harbison field for us pretty much as we speak. So we will have actual power for our booths this year and no more operating off of generators with that background noise.
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
That wears you out after a while.
It does.
But that's great, having Maya Kohal and beer. I mean, those two go together. Just perfect. Wonderful stuff. Eric, tell us about Harbison Field itself. As I said last month when you guys were on the show, a lot of us, I mean, I've driven by there at least a million times in my life, and until Pondere Neighbor Day, had never even considered that there was a field back there. I mean, never even thought about it.
You and everybody. And that's where this kind of started, was us wanting to show the community the opportunities that we had, not only with that field, but in the future, the ability to potentially connect the community to the waterfront from the kind of lines up with that field. And we started small, and thanks to Kaylee, it just keeps getting better and better. But it's one of those things. It's kind of how we operate in Pondere. You know, this is the kind of thing, you know, this year we've got power, and so no more generator. So the music is going to be much easier to appreciate, and people just walking around with their families. And we didn't necessarily know from the beginning what this was going to turn into, but it was a great opportunity to bring people out and show them the property that the city had gotten with the grant funds. And from there, it's also an opportunity for us to collect feedback from the community. I think that's one of the things that we were talking about as our kind of front yard project, where we're reaching out to everybody in the community, not just residents, not just businesses, but everybody who makes Pondere a part of their life, and see what we can do to make this a better place to live, or maybe just continue what we like about Pondere in the community as we grow. So we're going to be growing into the lakeshore hopefully someday, and that's kind of the this front yard project that's our kind of public facing yard. So it's this idea that the lake is kind of the front yard of Ponderay. And like you said, you've driven it a million times, and me too, you know, and most of the people in Bonner County will drive 200 and just not even know that we're a town, town on the lake. I mean, so it's really kind of cool that this connection and this Hoot Owl area, which has historically been a little kind of part of Ponderay's history, is kind of re-energized.
Yeah, as great kind of way a place to say to that. Hang out. We'll talk more about the front yard project in a minute, but Harbison Field itself, where does the name come from? Does somebody named Harbison own it?
Well, yes, the Harbison family owned it. In fact, with a grant and help from the Trust for Public Land, and they did all the heavy lifting on this for us, and it was pretty amazing to watch them basically make this process really easy for the city, and they're really good at it. But they basically saw that this was really important to us and our community, and the Harbison family, who's been there for probably since Ponderay was founded, or before Ponderay, to tell you the truth. Darrell, who still lives in the ranch house next door, was born in that house.
Wow. Right?
And so we had had some discussions, but it was really relationship building, and it took about a year or two, and the city was able to purchase the property over a couple of years. And it is one of those places that really has to be documented in the history books for Ponderay, because that field and that pasture ranch, I mean, it's been there for the beginning of time when there was a new railroad stop and Ponderay was platted. That was, you know, one of the first things out there. So,
yeah, rumor has it that Fred Flintstone once lived right by there. Right by there. So how old is the city of Ponderay? I've never really considered. I know that I think Kootenai was before Sandpoint, because it's, you know, had the mill out there. When did Ponderay become Ponderay?
So we were actually platted in 1904. And it was because of the railroad stop that we got a stop because of the Panhandle Smelting and Refining Company.
Uh-huh.
And that is the smelter that we are now cleaning up over 100 years later. They left some lead, lead in the soils. But the reality is there wouldn't have been a Ponderay without that, railroad stop. And then they were able to plat the property. And frankly, we didn't get the county seat 100 years ago. Sandpoint got it. I'm still a little...
Well, you should see his eyes. They're on fire right now. Darn it.
But anyway.
Could be Ponderay High School. Could be the festival at Ponderay. So is the Harbison Field, you know, I've driven out there just to check it out. Is it a park? I mean, if you park your car there, how do you get to the field? I mean, there's businesses all around it.
So the primary access is from the backside off of Railroad Avenue. And right now it's just an open field that we use for events. We do have some athletic teams that use it to practice when there are other fields
good to
that
know.
Are not available. We've allowed the Strikers group to use it for dry camping during their Ponderay Cup event in the fall.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's a great idea.
So it is out there and it's available for use. People just contact the city of Ponderay and we work with them to get that set up.
Good to know. A lot of people think of Ponderay, they think of the big box stores and supermarket, you know, and the mall and such. Obviously, you know, there's the residential neighborhood all around that part of Ponderay. As the Sandpoint area is growing hugely this last 6-8 months, just is Ponderay experiencing the same?
We have some really big projects that are currently coming to fruition. We've got a 78-lot subdivision that is in the process of its final plat.
And where is that?
It's off of Letsky Drive out in Ponderay. And from what we hear, it sounds like they're pre-selling lots like crazy. Like it's just
The one adjacent to the Oaks?
Next to the Oaks sold golf
out,
course. Yep.
A friend of mine bought one of those, and he believes that it's sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what we hear.
Yeah.
That they've pre-reserved all of those lots waiting for that final plat to come through. We also have 32 townhomes under construction off of Kootenai Cutoff Road.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of new construction, new growth coming to Ponderay as well.
Yeah. There's a lot of older homes in the residential side of Ponderay that may be just getting a facelift here in the near future.
That's how it feels sometimes, for sure. Like, things are just keep happening there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Good for you guys. Is there room for more growth in the future for residential for Pondere?
That's a big part of our public outreach. It sure seems like we can, and the key is to grow and keep what we love about the place.
Absolutely.
And that's the challenge, is to make growth work for us and not really let it overwhelm the community.
Yeah. I know, being from Kootenai, that, I mean, the population hovered in the 200s and something, and it's now, I just drove by the sign last week and it's 795. I'm like, are you serious?
Right.
That's amazing how that stuff's happening. Back to the front yard project, Eric, you had mentioned, you know, we had talked about last month about, you know, maybe someday there'll be a marina out there. How would that, all of that type of thing, connect to the city of Pondere?
Well, the truth is we don't know what it's going to look like, but the connection would actually line right up with the Harbison Field.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the way we lay out Neighbor Day is kind of on the street grid that is possible in the future. So it's one of the ways to kind of show the community how we can grow. And all it is really an expansion of the original grid.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives the city a place to grow out in that direction. And one of the things that it can do for us is basically take some of the energy and the commerce and people who want to, that are drawn to the lake and the community, and not necessarily have a big impact on the residential neighborhood. Right now, to get there, you have to go down Birch and Railroad Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
But we would like to be able to get there right off of 200, next to the Hoot Owl, and it would basically be a perpendicular shot right down to the lake with an underpass of the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
That's the dream. I mean.
And is that what the Pondere Bay, Friends of the Pondere Bay Trail are working towards?
Yep. So they have a master plan, and it includes an underpass right at that location. And then the trail can go on to Kootenai, see, along the north side of the railroad tracks,
mm-hmm.
By Lignetics. And there's a trailhead planned for kind of the old historical society museum property, mm-hmm. there in Kootenai. There would be a trailhead planned for the Bay Trail, and it would go along the tracks and it would go under there. So the Bay Trail can continue and create connectivity between these communities. And that's the big push.
Yeah. And make people from, you know, that side of the greater Sandpoint area, you know, connecting to the town a lot safer.
Right. I mean, when I lived in Kootenai, you couldn't get to the lake. It was all private there along the lake shore. And it'd be really nice to be able to get the kids on a bike and,
yeah,
zoom on down the lake. So,
yeah, that's all good, all very, very good stuff. So, Kaylee, again, back to Pondere Neighbor Day itself. It is the 19th. From when to when?
It is Saturday, September 19th, from 1 to 6 p.m.
And do you guarantee no rain?
I can't guarantee no rain. I'm sure hoping for it. And knock on wood, so far we've been lucky every year.
Yeah, I think the very first year was raining in the morning, but you'd be able to pull it off by the afternoon. So
yep.
We've had relatively good weather every year, so we're hoping for a continuation of that spree.
And you'd mentioned the vendors that you already have signed up, and you still, you know, you're advertising right now. You have room for more. How many more? Do you have a number that you'd max out at? Or?
We really have unlimited space out there, so we've got a lot of room. We can make more booth spaces if we have more people sign up, so the more the merrier.
Very good. And Eric, you'd mentioned the front yard project. How are people responding to you? Do you have a website to go to, or how?
So we did have a link off the city's website to take a survey, public outreach survey, and then the rest of this we're going to be unveiling over the course of the fall, and at Neighbor Day, of course, we'll basically have some in person opportunities for public input, and. We're in the process of making a video, and as soon as we get that out there, we'll probably let you know. And
so, do you have to be a resident of Pondere to respond to this project, or just somebody in the area who has an opinion? Which
That's
a lot
right.
of people have opinions.
That's
around
right.
Here.
We have been keeping track, actually, of who's a resident and who isn't, and how that might impact their answers and some of the survey results. And it was kind of surprising how similar the answers were. So we're gonna meet as a city and kind of discuss the results of that here in the near future, and then roll out some some additional thoughts on on what we can do with this opportunity.
It's great that you guys are doing that. One more thing before I let you go. You want to talk about a fundraiser that you're now heading up, Kaylee?
I am. I just wanted to put out there that we'll be hosting a benefit for Officer Victorino, who is a Pend Oreille police officer who was severely injured in a motorcycle crash a couple of weeks ago. That event will be taking place October 17th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, and we'll have more details to come in the near future on that.
So you're just kind of having a meeting tonight to figure out those details?
We are. We're working out the logistics at our first committee meeting tonight, but we are accepting donations for a live and silent auction. Those can be dropped off at Pend Oreille City Hall. If there's anyone out there that would like to contribute or participate, we'll also be looking for volunteers for that event.
Very good. So we'll stay tuned to the radio and other media to find out more on what's going on with that. But a great cause. It'll be happening Saturday, October 17th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. And once again, to respond to the Front Yard Project, do you go to the website now? Or
go to the website or the city's Facebook page. There's really Facebook not. Page. There's the survey. The initial survey is closed. So we're going to have some more stuff out there. So it's really follow along with the city's Facebook page is the best way to get updated information.
We'll do it. Kaylee, Eric, thanks for joining us. Thanks for all you do for the area and in particular the city of Pend Oreille.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
All right. And Kaylee, we'll get you back when you know more of the details of the benefit night.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take our final break and we'll come back in North Idaho Thursday. We'll continue right after this.
Are you thinking of selling your home and want results? Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty was named the number one real estate brokerage in sales in Pend Oreille County for 2019. To better serve you, they've opened a second location on Main Street in downtown Bonners Ferry. So if you're thinking of buying or selling your home, think local, think number one. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill and downtown Bonners Ferry. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Summer's here, and there's no better place to relax than enjoying the sunset from your deck at the Lakeview Lodge in Harrison. Planning a midweek stay? Gather friends and come down for a few days. Discover beautiful rooms, peaceful, uncrowded bike trails, docks, and restaurants. Take a step back in time. Find a treasure at the company store. They offer a wide variety of books, records, and collectibles. Call the Lakeview Lodge today or online at lakeviewlodgeharrisonidaho.com. See you soon.
This is Eve Knutson. It's hot summer savings at Knutson Chevrolet. You could be cruising in a new 2020 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive, MSRP $29,780, by this former service loaner for only $21,980 plus tax and fees after rebate. Or get ready to hit the back roads in a new 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, MSRP $41,785. Buy it now for $33,991 plus tax and fees after rebate. Test drive our new shopping experience with Shop Click Drive at Knutson.com. Find the vehicle you like and schedule a test drive. We'll bring it to your home or office, or schedule a time just for you at the dealership. Take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on approved credit through GM Financial on selected models. Our offer ends August 31st. Experience our commitment to your safety and security. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
I'm Brian Harson, head football coach of the Boise State Broncos.
I'm Paul Petrino, head football coach, University of Idaho.
I'm Rob Fennessy, coach of your Idaho State Bengals.
We all want to get back to doing the things we love, like Vandal Sports.
Watching Bengal Athletics.
Playing and watching Bronco football on the blue.
You can help us stay in the game by staying home if you're sick.
Maintaining 6 foot of physical distance.
And wearing a cloth face covering when appropriate.
We're one team and we can tackle this together.
We are One Idaho.
Go to one.idaho.gov
and take the One Idaho Pledge.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
The 4th Annual Ponderay Neighbor Day is Saturday, September 19th, behind the Hoot Owl on Highway 200. They're currently looking for food and retail vendors. There's no entry fee, and a $50 deposit will hold your spot. This family-friendly event will feature music by the Maya Kohal Band, activities, games, and more. For information, call Kaylee at the City of Ponderay at 208-265-5468. Make your plans now to be a vendor at Neighbor Day on September 19th. Call the City of Ponderay or email klmiller@ponderay.org.
ByMart is here to bring you great deals on everything automotive. You can find it all on our website with our digital flyers. Take care of your car with a jug of Chevron oil for only $11.88. Or pick up a batch of Prime antifreeze and coolant for only $7.88. Go the distance with Castrol High Mileage Oil, only $12.99 after a $4 mail-in rebate. And there are even more deals for everything your car needs and more. ByMart, we're ready when you are.
By now, you've probably heard people around town saying good things about North Idaho Collision Repair Center, but you may not know exactly where they're located. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive, which is about a mile and a half north of Bonner's Ferry. Just go to the top of the North Hill and take the next left after the landfill, right by the Homestead Coffee Shop. You'll find North Idaho Collision Repair Center directly across from Bear Auto. If you haven't stopped in before, you're in for a real treat as you learn more about their state-of-the-art collision center. North Idaho Collision Repair Center is equipped with a Blotherm booth and is the home of the most modern paint facility within 1,000 miles. They also have a frame straightening machine that will get the job done with laser accuracy, and their factory-trained and ICAR certified technicians will restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive. Make the trip just a mile and a half north of Bonner's Ferry today and discover a local gem, North Idaho Collision Repair Center.
Summer is rocking and rolling at Harrison. The south end of the lake has the most summer fun to be had. The bike trail, the beach, restaurants, shops, lodging, and lots of fresh air.
Well, I think the weekdays rock. The shops are great, the trail isn't that crowded, and we've had really good food every time after our ride.
And swimming. Don't forget swimming. You get to jump into Lake Coeur d'Alene to cool off swimming or rent a kayak or paddleboard. There's so much to do.
Harrison is summer fun time. Come on down.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back winding down the week for me anyway. North Idaho Thursday here on KSPT, KBFI, NorthIdahoRadio.com. And, you know, who would have thought at any point in our lives that disinfecting wipes would be like all the rage? I mean, you can barely find them. But here's a pro tip when shopping for disinfecting wipes. I discovered this by accident. You know, if you go to where like all the Clorox wipes and stuff normally are, you'll probably find empty shelves unless you're really lucky. But if you go into like the organic cleaning section, yes, sir, Eva. Found them every time. Oh yeah, now they're going to be wiped out. And, I went to buy paper towels this morning at my favorite store, and there was not one to be found. Well, anyway, disinfecting wipes, everybody's buying them, everybody's using them, everybody's hoarding them. But there are, they did send out a list of things to not clean with your disinfecting wipes because it'll actually do more damage than good. One is your leather purse or upholstery. It will damage your leather. Instead, use a mix of warm water and dish soap. Don't want to soak the leather. Do not use disinfecting wipes on your granite countertops because it'll break down the sealant eventually on the granite. I mean, you spend a lot of money on that countertop. You don't want to ruin it with disinfecting wipes. I mean, who knew? This is one I'm guilty of. Eyeglasses. Now you're thinking, well, I'm wiping down the studio here and you're just, well, glasses are a little smudgy. No, it says that it'll eat away at the delicate lens coating on your eyeglasses. So get eyeglass cleaner to clean your eyeglasses, not disinfecting wipes. Don't use disinfecting wipes on pearl jewelry. I think most of us are pretty safe there. because we don't have any of that. Here's one I thought was very interesting. Don't use disinfecting wipes on toilets or plumbing. It says here your toilet is going to be ground zero for germs, and you can certainly use the disinfecting wipes to clean the seat. Important to know, and exterior with no ill effects, but there's a big catch. Never flush them when you're done. I guess that's would be the temptation. Wipe down your toilet or your sink and you'd throw it in the toilet. Because unlike toilet paper, wipes don't adequately dissolve when they're flushed, and they will likely clog your pipes, which will mean big plumbing bills in the long run. So keep that in mind. Don't use disinfecting wipes on delicate clothing. Vehicle touch screens. Who would have thought? I think we all do that. Vehicle touchscreens, it can eat away at the screen's protective coatings. It's okay. Don't use disinfecting wipes to clean your produce. Just run warm water over them and they're clean enough. Don't use disinfecting wipes on unfinished wood furniture or floors. That's pretty obvious there. Fabric upholstery or carpeting on dishes and storage containers. I don't think anybody would use a disinfecting wipe on their dishes. And it said, yeah, at first, smartphone companies used to say, don't do that. These days, with COVID, they're saying, oh, go ahead. I looked that one up this morning. Yeah, all the major phone companies saying, yeah, just go ahead, kill the germs. But anyway, once again, Badger and Bulldog High School football is on the air tomorrow night, kicking off the season for both schools. Badgers at our home against Lincoln High School. Seating is extremely limited, but it's as many people as you want can listen on KBFI 1450 AM. Also, you can go to our website, NorthIdahoRadio.com, and listen to the Badgers versus Lincoln High School. Special kickoff time, 6 o'clock. It's tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. The Sandpoint Bulldogs are unveiling for football fans their new stadium this Friday night. Of course, there's been soccer there already. They host the Post Falls Trojans of 5A test, 6:40 for the pregame with Chris Chatburn and Jay Vandenberg. Really looking forward to that. You can hear that on 1400 AM Rock 103, or you could also go to the Rock 103 website and tune that in. Anyway, that's it for me today. I'm back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
KQ46EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
From ABC News.